Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon, a magnetic servant. Again, I call upon the entourage. That simply means that there are many here, do you know? There are those who ask, what is the entourage? It changes every single time we're together. It truly represents those who are connected to the ones who are listening. Perhaps you're far away right now listening to this after it's happened. But it's as real to you as it is to those who sit in front of me. Is it possible that there's an entourage around you? Dear listener, there is. It seems impossible. But you'll have to remember that God is a quantum God. Let me describe what that means. Quantum is a word that is overused, but it's the only one that speaks who we are. Quantum is used to mean multidimensional. So beyond that which you think is real, there are layers and layers of other realities. God is all of them. And so the entourage is part of that system. Can be anywhere at any time. And it has to do with your intent where it is. So whether you're here right now in front of me or listening later, you might say there's a unique and custom entourage for you. It changes, you know, depending upon how you are receiving these messages. I want to talk about something tonight. One of my favorite subjects. And the subject is this. Why do I say that the human being is so magnificent? Especially right now. We're going to give you, therefore, the four attributes of magnificence. Again, it's how we see you. From our perspective, how we see the human being today. Not 5 years ago, but today. The differences are there. Whether you felt them or not. I'm going to list them. The list is only four. A four is a structure number. It has to do with many things in numerology. It is an earth number. Lately, we've been telling you how this is affecting you. That literally the elements are here. Your partner is here. Let's start with the first one. Number one. Dear human, you are from the stars. How do I explain this? How can I tell you about your soul? How can I tell you why you have 23 chromosomes instead of 24? How can I explain to you that you are the children of the galaxy, children of God? You sit here with free choice, but literally, you are seeded from that which is the creative source. That soul of yours, right from the stars. Did I tell you that right now there are very few who are like that? It's unique to the galaxy. This is the only planet of free choice at the moment. Let's explain that. This is the only one with the test that you have at the moment. With civilizations that are graduating in spirituality, in consciousness, in compassion. If it's true that the galaxy was filled with life, if it's true that there are those in the galaxy who have been alive millions of years longer than you, with technology that could visit you, where are they? Oh, you may be saying, well, I've heard about some of them. They're in the skies occasionally. No, I mean, where are they? Why haven't they come down and announced themselves? I'll tell you why. First of all, you're protected. Number two, you're supposed to be left alone. You are from the stars. You are part of the life in this galaxy. But you have a spiritual quest. unlike any planet at the moment in the entire galaxy? What if I told you that a great deal of life in this galaxy knows exactly what is taking place right here? You have a reason for being, dear ones. You have turned around the situation from dark to light. You are magnificent. You're from the stars. You may say, well, that's not really true. We're from Earth. Oh, really? Oh, your biology may be from the Earth, but that piece of God in you is not. It is from the Creator all through the galaxy. You're from the stars. Did you know that you have an Akash that's bigger than Earth's history? So let's make that number two. The second reason humans are magnificent. Also, you have an Akash that's a record of remembrance of lives, which is astonishing. Not just thousands and thousands of lifetimes here, but a hidden Akash. Who were you before you got here? Did you participate, perhaps, in a graduate planet? One that had very high consciousness that had wiped away war? If you believe in past lives, what are the odds of that? In a system of Akash, why would it simply be here? Did you realize that life on this planet is very, very new? You are one of the youngest civilizations in the galaxy. Look at what science says is the age of the galaxy. Then look at what science says is the age of humanity. You just arrived. That means there's a lot out there that's been here a lot longer than you have. There's a lot of eyes on you, leaving you alone for a test that many have already been through. What if you were from somewhere else? Is there a remembrance of that? Yes. And the remembrance is this. You are in a shift that you have done before on other places, and you're starting to remember what it's like. Could it really be true that this planet is going through something it never went through before? Energies which are completely and totally new. An acceleration of consciousness and understanding. An awakening humanity. Not an awakening to God, an awakening to that which has integrity and compassion. Greater awakenings will come later. This is about humans with humans. That's the second reason. Because, old soul, your Akash is so deep. There's so much you've experienced. I just want you to sit there for a moment. Look inside. You have wisdom. You've been here before. This is not new. Can't you feel this? At some level, can't you feel this? This is not once, one time around. This is not one of these little short lives and then you perish forever. This is something far grander and greater. The second reason continues. Your next lifetime is going to remember this one. Did you know that? Not literally. It's going to remember intuitively, energetically, the mistakes you've made. And when you return, you won't make those mistakes again. So let's make that number three. That your past lives actually will guide the future. In this new energy, the past lives that you have are going to start showing themselves. I have said this before. When a child burns his hand on a stove, it creates something in their brains that's forever, as long as they live. They will never put their hand on the stove again. It's an experience that etches itself into their mind. You don't have that right now with past lives. Humanity continues to burn themselves on the stove of war. And when they come back, there's no remembrance of that. But an awakening Akash past lives will create an awakening of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like the child on the stove. dear ones, your Akash will not let you make the same dysfunctional mistake again. That's the new human. Number three is a catalyst number. Probably one of the most important of the four. You have something that is different than it was 5 years ago. An Akash that is starting to remember and work for you. That's why the old soul is so important. Can you imagine awakening in the next lifetime and having an intuition where you won't make the same mistakes again? That is human evolution. Why the human being in this year is magnificent. Dear ones, you're from the stars. You have a very rich Akash, and you're starting to learn from it. Never in the history of humanity have these changes aligned like this. You're 5 years into the new energy. You're 4 years into it if you discount 2013 as a learning year. It is brand new. It is in its infancy of development, and I'm here to tell you about it. In a decade, it will have changed yet again. The things I'm saying will be known. Consciousness will start to change among humans with humans. What you want as a human on Earth will be collective and the same, almost insistent on peace, eliminating those who will not be part of the harmony of the planet. Right or wrong, this is what evolution looks like. There are many things that will come that you may question, but that over decades will be seen as evolution. The evolution of harmony, compassion on the planet, new kinds of behavior. We've said it before, it's going to affect all the systems you have. Number four, you are the first human beings. Listen, you are the first civilization on this earth that has no prophecy. Did you think about that? You see, the prophecies of the ancients have either come true or they've not happened. The current ones you call ancients had a prophecy where you would not exist past the year 2000. The prophecies of the ancients that are more than 5,000 years, prophecy has come true. You have gone past that marker, and now you sit in an unusual void of prophecy. What is next? There is no prophecy of what is coming. It's almost like that wheel of time has somehow gone on to another track that is fresh. And instead of it repeating and repeating the dysfunction that you've had as humanity, it has now moved on to a fresh track. Did you ever consider this? You sit in a place right now where there simply is no prophecy at all. Oh, you would say, well, wait a minute, what about the prophecies that still say we're going to terminate? There are none, dear ones. That's something that humans have decided, because the ones that have you terminate now are old and they have not come true. You can't simply pull them around with you because you think that it hasn't happened yet. The precession of the equinoxes has a time involved with it, a window of time. 18 years to the middle of it and 18 years after it happened. That means after 2012, there's 18 years of opportunity. This is when the greatest changes will be seen. You're right in the middle of it. There's more to come, and yet another wild card. I cannot tell you the future, but I can tell you the potentials. The magnificence of the human being is starting to show. Is starting to decide for itself what it wants. Country with country, starting to decide different things. What alliances it wants, what it doesn't. Testing the waters of new things. Deciding the best way to create peace on the planet. Dear ones, there will be obvious mistakes, obvious victories. You're only 5 years old. The new human is one that's going to make a difference. Patience is the key. But understanding is imperative. As you look at what's happening with you and the planet, step back and take a wiser view and understand this is what happens with change, and relax. If I say it again, will you mind? Will you object? You're not alone in this. I've seen this before. I know how it turns out, and the potentials are all there for an Earth to graduate every year, every decade, learning a higher consciousness. You'll have children who will look back at history and look at you, and they won't believe it. They won't believe what's happened, because all they know is the new energy. They'll call it the olden days, when humans killed humans. That's what you're part of. And now you know why we look at you as we do. Now you know why the galaxy looks at you as they do. It's almost like they're taking a deep breath and saying, welcome to compassion. What are you going to do next? Is it possible you could leave here differently than you came? Have you felt the energy of the day? Do you believe an entourage is here? Italian, do you believe in angels? What a silly question that is. Are they here? And if they are, what are they doing? I will tell you what they're doing. They have their wings around you, smiling, hoping you'll understand. Relax into the arms of God. And they are saying something you should hear. You are worthy. You are magnificent. Listen to it. And so it is.